We'll continue the word of God today. It's the third time of the 2 Samuel. We'll finish the 2 Samuel today. From the chapter 11 to 24, with the heading of the There's a Reason to Fall. So last week when we go through the chapter 1 to 10, we found out why King David is winning. And the reason behind for his victorious life. But today we'll cover from the chapter 11 to chapter 24, which is the end of the 2 Samuel, with the heading that there are reasons for falling. So as chapter 11 to 12 we have already mentioned a few times, the story is related to David's crime about Bathsheba. This story has been often reviewed earlier, so we will not repeat the story, rather focus on consequence of what David has done. So if you look at the chapter 12 and verse 10, the prophet Nathan it prophesies. Now in every generation, some of your descendants will die a violent death because of you have disobeyed me and have taken Uriah's wife. I swear to you that I will cause someone from your own family to bring trouble on you. You will see it when I take your wives from you and give them to another man, and he will have intercourse with them in broad daylight, resulting in the death of a baby born of David's crime. But because you have shown such a contempt for the Lord in doing this, your child will die. So all these prophecies have been accomplished. So when you are greedy and commit a crime and sin, you may feel good at that moment, but it pays painful costs. You can recognize your sin and repent and turn back, that is important. However, as the spilled water over the ground, you cannot put it back into the bucket. So unfortunately, you cannot change the things already happened by your disobedience, even though you repent your sin. And it does not end up with your own problem. But most crimes and sins are mixed and related with other lives of others, so that it results in irrecoverable disaster in many people's lives. For instance, if you have a drunken driving, you will hurt yourself, but the innocent person dies or becomes a lifelong impairment. So it ruins many people's lives and demolishes entire lives. You may hear about the story of the sister Lee Ji-sun, who is known as a documentary film I Love You Ji-sun, based on the true story of this lady. The left side is before the accident, and right hand side is the picture is after accident, even after more than 40 surgeries. So it's irrecoverable. So this sister was faithful and truly righteous. But the drunken driver mistake has led her to this life-threatening accident. But still there's a grateful thing from this sister. She confessed that she does not want to go back even if she can, because she became to know God's heart through this incident. She realized what is really important, an eternal thing is the faith, and now living a truly respectable life. According to the value of the word and the mission given to her as she is now. Even though God lives, the dead man do not return. And the disabled body does not get cured. It is not because there is no God's protection. God informed us beforehand that we would live in joy and blessedness by the command and ordinance of God. Then we are suffering from things, as the case of Sister Jisun Lee. It is painful. Your life gets ruined completely by someone else's mistake. However, how hard the situation is, circumstances is, I hope when this happens, or similar things happen to your life, I hope you could accept the reality that happened already and live a faithful life like Sister Jisun. The reason God does not intervene every crisis, every incident, every event, and change the circumstances is because He created us as a person with a free will. Our life is a true life. It's not like a movie filmed and directed and planned by producer for his intention. In edited. So that's why our life never been manipulated by God. Even God created us. Are there any chance for a coincidence in our life? Yes, that's possible. Because every one of us given from the God the free will. So when each one of us use our free will, something unexpected things can happen. The incident can occur in a world in which people with the free will live. So therefore, we have a responsibility to create a society that is all people are happy by living God's guardians with His word. David's strength was not to excuse and deceive to hide his wrongdoings, but to repent and turn back and return to the right path. However, things you shouldn't forget, the consequence of a sin committed by greed become long-suffering root in his life and also in our lives. And it grows like a monster. That's why we should always be awake in the Word, so that we will not be possessed by the greed and the lust. The chapter 13 to 20, following what happened after Bathsheba incident. The lust and greed that David had disregarded grew up into sin. After all, you can see what the consequence is. These things are not the result of a single mistake, but from the consequence of the sin that continue to be allowed and maybe even enjoyed repeatedly. David had many wives since he was a fugitive, and he doesn't seem to care about sexual matters seriously. And he developed to have his royal servant wife named Bathsheba. Committing a murder to kill his loyal servant Uriah to hide his sin. What we should notice is how the hidden 1 to 1 or 2% of the sin is creating serious problem later on. So when we serve God, we are generally to be right and perfect, not just to live well. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study day and night, and make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Instead of saying, keep it roughly, or 80% is fine, it says, obey everything. Even though David lived a 99% of life of obedience, 1% repeated and neglected sin could ruin his life. Therefore, we shouldn't be proud of our faith, but humbly live to God's word for blessed life. Do not forget God's blessing does not depend on the time and effort of the prayer, but depends on the obedient life according to the word of God. The fasting, overnight prayer, and morning prayer won't change God if you do not obey. The reason for your prayer should be realized the Karamdeo, which is the existence of God. Prayer should not satisfy your greed, but let the heart of God be in your heart. That is the model of prayer of Jesus Christ showed us. On the Gethsemane mountain, Jesus' prayer was to want God's will to be done, to have God's heart. It was not to turn the mind of God according to His will. So, what I hope is you will set aside at least 3 times of prayer each day, as Daniel did. It's not for devotion. I'm not talking about devotion, but to live a life that aware, Karamdeo, the presence of God in your consciousness at least 3 times a day. As Daniel prayed through his window open to the Jerusalem 3 times a day, I want you to have a time of prayer to remember God's living and His existence. His rule on the world, rule on your life. He wants you to be a holy priest nation. So it is not important how long you pray for. If we have a mind of Karamdeo to stand before the word of God in 5 minutes, our lives will be headed into the right direction. The result of David's lack of understanding of God's will in the matter of women, so that he had many wives. David also seemed to be awkward at correcting and dealing with the wrongdoing of his children. When his eldest son raped his daughter, Bible said he was furious, but he didn't take any action for fair discipline. Because he failed to deal with the case justly for the right education and discipline as a father, eventually make things even worse for his son Absalom to murder his brother Amnon. If this had happened, if he had a clear understanding of what happened and he knew what was wrong, and he had the right education, then the crisis would have been a chance to grow. David, however, covered this crisis and avoided to face it. It is good to cover a children's mistakes sometimes, but just covering them without educating about the sin is ruining their children's life. By covering the sin of Amnon, the eldest son of David, resulted Absalom, the brother of Tamar, killed Amnon and stand against his father David. Again, at the root of these things, origin of this problem, there was a David had many women with children from all different mother. Tamar and Absalom were the children of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. If you look at the map, the Geshur was the one of the Canaanites in the east of the Sea of Galilee. So from this, we can see David's neglect of God's opposition to the marriage to the Canaanite. Even though he used to live the obedient life to the God mostly. Amnon was born to Ahinoam of Jezreel. So the consequence of neglecting the word of God caused painful disaster in David's life. Thus, when his son Absalom rebelled and became king himself, after his father David fled, he had his father's concubines and had a sex in front of public during the day. Eventually, these were Nathan's word that David would have the fruit of his sin of killing Uriah to have his wife Bathsheba. Sin is like a bait on the hook or fishing rod. So when you first eat the bait, you have a great taste of the bait. At the same time, the sharpness of the hook. When you bite, you can still feel free to move on your way until the fishermen start pulling the rod. However, you will never escape more than the distance released by the fishermen. And the fish hook swallowed can never be pulled out by yourself. This is the greed. It is a very dangerous trap. Today, many young people in the church even say, this is the today's culture. Every one of my friends does. Their parents are elders, their parents are pastors, they say. They just comfort themselves by compare themselves to the people around rather than compare themselves to the Word of God. Those kind of action and life is the same as they getting hooked on the Satan's fishing line. If one or 2 billion people say something is right, it is right or not? Something became right? The truth is not determined by the number, determined by majority. Even if the culture and friends follow the word, if their lives are against God's word, it's totally wrong. It cannot be right. So no matter pastor said right, and no matter leader said right, it's not right. You should reflect on the word of God. Even in the Bible, many leaders and their disciples, they call themselves as a disciple, they complain to the Jesus, we drove out the devil spirit by your name. And we healed the people. And Jesus replied, I don't know you. People make an excuse for the sins because they want to free from the guilty with good reason. The right thing you should do is to come before Jesus, plead guilty, and take away the sin that we cannot but by the love and the blood of the Christ. However, if you continue make Later you forget who you are. I said, I pray you all live not by fashion, but by the word. I hope the word of God drive you. The first habits are chosen by the person, but later the habit control and lead the person. So our future lives will be led by the habits that we have today, we make today. On your young day, be properly trained by the word of God and have a good habit. If you do not practice with the right habit according to the word of God, when you became old, we can't expect any good life, obedient life. We can come across the old man. If you try to live dressed up with the brand and habit of living high class life, it's like preparing for a dangerous tomorrow. I'm not saying live like a beggar, but you need to understand suffering of the poor and the sick and the difficult by lowering your living standard voluntarily. It is not a life that only increases your value and satisfaction, but a life of sharing, a life of learning to help others, a life of discovering and raising others' value. When you come to church, don't just do the church work, but live a life of obedience and truly train in the habits of living a word of God in your own field of life. As we come to church, there are a life of preparing for blessing and life of preparing a curse. The church and the Bible always speaks God's promise. A life that prepares for blessing is a life that cherishes and keeps command and a promise of God, promise of church, the promise with people. A life that prepares for the curse is a life always excused without keeping promise to God, to the church, and to people. God is not giving something for nothing. God made us to rejoice in harvesting. If you look carefully, the law of growth of all living things. Nothing is transformed in a day. So even though they love freebies, people are really happy and overjoyed with the result of their sweating and effort. Labor sweating is not a curse, but a blessing. The way to enjoy God's blessing is to sweat and keep the promise and live according to His will. The spring and summer sweat helped us to enjoy the abundance of autumn and to give us a rest in the winter. The world want to sweat less and receive more, but God's law is different. God's law that the one who sows in tears reaps with joy. Train the habits of blessing in church. The habit of being cursed in the church, seeking only blessing without keeping the promise, and the habit of neglecting the word of God and leave himself in the form of wicked life will drive you to a dark place someday, make you cry and mourn. So chapter 21 to 24 is David's life summary. The first part of chapter 21 starts with the news of the famine. which is due to Saul's, King Saul's slaughter of the Gibeonites. It is strange that the judgment of God was not made until the time of David, even though the Gibeon inhabitants' massacre took place in Saul's day. The Gibeonites were originally subject to extinction in Joshua's time. They were a tribe that survived by deceiving Joshua and Israel and leading their oath. In fact, at the time, the wrong oath should have been corrected, and in the end, Gibeonites survived as slaves in Israel. However, Saul brought out this incident more than 350 years ago and killed all the Gibeonites. So, even though Saul is dead, through the Saul's action, he's making a righteous judgment. Perhaps God will try to judge you when Saul did the wrong, but Saul disregarded the word of God. Rather, he had no mind of justice. Under such a ruler, under such a king, God's will was not fulfilled, but by ignored. But now the society where God's law and ordinance work, where David wanted to stand exactly as he said, it can be seen that God's fair judgment began to be executed properly. The law and ordinance of God are eternal and clear. And do not forget to build a society in which the will of God is not distorted and ignored, but His will is delivered fully. So the responsibility we receive from the God is the building of the society which live according to the word of God. The interesting record from the verse 15 is the story of those who killed the Philistine of Goliath. Through the history, we can find during the time of conquest of the Canaan, the giants were the most difficulties for the conquering war. But there was many giants, it seemed to be many giants as well as Goliath. So opening the first door is very difficult. As you see this, after David defeated Goliath, many of his soldiers defeated the giant living in the Philistine. In the battle, the tension between the countries who make a breakthrough is the man like David. Since David defeated Goliath, the giant living in Philistine is no more barrier or threatening to Israel. I hope every one of you becomes like a David with the courage and the faith opening the door and take initiative of the mission. Even church work we can often find when a faithful man start obeying and many people join the ministry. Our ministry in 2019, we may be encountering problems inside and outside of us, like a Goliath, which we have not thought about. Then I hope you make a breakthrough like a David. This is why when we face a difficult situation and I am more excited because it is a chance to jump higher. Finally, there are disputes in the translation and interpretation of the event in the chapter 24. This is a story of David's senses, which says whether he will be punished by the God for his senses and will suffer either a famine for 7 years, or be chased by his enemy for 3 months, or have epidemic disease for 3 days. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21, the number of years of famine is 3 years. David chose a 3 days plague, but nearly 70,000 people died from it. But here in the chapter 24, it comes as God told David to. In First Chronicle chapter 21, which record the same event, Satan implies David's misconduct. So what's confusing is that David was tempted. The result was that he killed 70,000 innocent people. When we read this word, it's natural to suddenly think, what is this? It's so weird. Because we know what God is like, God's character. So when we read and understand the Bible, the first thing we need to do is to interpret in the text. If you don't understand it literally, examine and understand the context of the whole flow of the Bible. Still, when it is difficult, interpreting the event on the basis of God's character will make more sense. This passage, if read literally, hard to get an answer. Even if you try to figure out the whole flow, the contents comes out suddenly and you cannot figure out why. Then when interpreted based on God's character, God is not impulsive and does not kill another person by one's fault. And it must be remembered that any decision of God may or may not eventually be accepted by the choice of the people. David fell into the trap of sin even though it was another crime, as the case of Bathsheba. The census was the reason of fear. No matter how detailed the inside the story is, somehow, while the census over 9 months and 20 days, it is certain that David was insisting on sin. It is always said that a man falls to the temptation of Satan, not because it's too hard, but because his own greed. It is because they insist on greed to the end. You must remember that Satan has no power to manipulate and direct people rather than to provoke people's greed and seduce them and lie. Satan is tempting to stimulate people's greed with force. Man is not forced to manipulate or control his mind to practice sin by Satan. It is only the person who decides whether or not to sin. The James chapter 1 verse 14. But every man is tempted because he is deceived by his own greed. But we are tempted when we are drawn away and trapped by our own evil desire. Often violent murderer and raped criminal make an excuse in an interview with the media and or in a court. This society made me do this. But no one manipulate or force our heart and will do make us sin. Obeying God or following Satan's temptation is entirely up to you. That's why there is a judgment at the end of the day. If somebody manipulated us, it's judgment shouldn't be, it's not fair to have a judgment. So Romans chapter 6 verse 12 says, sin must no longer rule in your mortal bodies, so that you obey the desire of your nature self. Nor must you surrender any part of yourself to sin to be used for the wicked purpose. Instead, give yourself to God, as though those who have been brought from death to life, and surrender your whole being to Him to be used for righteous purpose. Sin must no longer rule in your mind. If that is not the case, then God did not control David, or Satan did not force him. Only David's greed can make him do this. We can assume that the Israelites were involved in these things. The consequences of sin are things we can be responsible for, but most are things we cannot be responsible for. These are the story of the 2 Samuel. So David's life is once again confirmed by the standard of Bible, Leviticus, the promises and the commandment of God. Learn good things from the David and discard everything that is not. I bless you in the name of the Lord, that you will be blessed a life that will bless you day after day. We'll continue praying.